Hallelujah. Good morning, precious family. Sorry it's so early in the morning, but it's lights are going out here at 5 o'clock. And the readings this morning, give it to you now. It's Ephesians 6 and it's verses 1 to 4. But let's pray. Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for engineering this wonderful love, this wonderful salvation, where we can have righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So thank you for your goodness that has moved. And I thank you, Father God, that you've called us to wake up to it. You've called us out of darkness into this amazing love, Father God. And we appreciate it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, my sweetie.
Children, if you want to be wise, listen to your parents and do what they tell you, and the Lord will help you. For the command, honor your father and your mother, was the first of the 10 commandments with a promise attached. You will prosper and live a long, full life if you honor your parents. Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger, but raise them up with loving discipline and counsel that brings the revelation of our Lord.
I just see this first part here, honor your parents and listen to them, and I think of Hebrews 12, where it talks about our parents were there to instruct us in what they thought was right, but now it's the Lord that knows what is right to give into our lives. And then it goes on to say, you know, that we appreciated them, or we honored them. Yeah, honor your father and mother, as it says here. Yeah. And I don't know about many of you, but I know myself, so I didn't always respect and honor my parents. But praise God for the new birth. The new birth gave us the opportunity now to, that's why Jesus says, unless you're born again, you won't enter the kingdom or see the kingdom. And in entering and seeing the kingdom, we wake up to everything that is right. God puts out that devil that was at work in our lives, the spirit at work in disobedience, and he gives us anew the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit pours the love of God into our hearts so that we can get the most important thing now right, is honoring our heavenly family, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And that's what it all needs to boil down, because, you know, even children honoring their father and mother and not waking up to the realities in heaven for them, the Father in heaven, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the wonderful Word which opens up the gospel to us, the good news of our salvation, there would be no salvation. But praise God, we have received salvation now. We've been called by the Lord, we've bowed our knees to him, and he has come and he's made his home with us. And now our fellowship is with the Father and Son, and that's what eternal life is. And now with that reality, having the reality of the Father's love and his goodness, and he's the God that's control of everything, and everything is made by him, and there's nothing not been made by him, and he knows our design, and he knows the purposes that he's got for us, and now he leads us into that purposes, so that we can raise up our natural children and our spiritual children with loving discipline and counsel that brings the revelation of our Lord. So the revelation of our Lord was we needed to bow down to him. We did. We needed to take hold of him. We did. We needed to desire the spiritual milk of the Word so that we may grow thereby, and we did. And so we're developing on schedule, and the love of God is motivating us. And that's so beautiful. So righteousness, peace, and joy, the kingdom is here. The realities of God's goodness and mercy is here with us now. And that's such a privilege. And I just want to praise God. You know, yesterday I felt like I wanted to go fishing rather than to church. But as the Word says, don't neglect the fellowship of the saints, I went to church. And praise God, I got a mighty revelation. We were reading there in 1 Thessalonians 5. From verses 1 to 4, and talking about the day of the Lord coming like a thief in the night. But then it goes on, and it's so beautiful for us to know that we have taken hold of the Lord, and he will not come like a thief in the night for us, because he's already come and he's already made his home with us, and he's already working in us to will and to do, because he's the author. Jesus is the author. Looking away unto Jesus, he's the author of our faith and the perfecter. And so now, by him authorizing our faith, we're busy with the right works, as it goes on to say, we are not of the night, but of the day. And this, and that fearful day of judgment, we have passed from death into righteousness and will not come under judgment. Jesus' specific words, he who believes in me has passed from death and will not come into judgment. So it's so beautiful to know, you know, as children of the living God, we just need to just stay in tune, develop on schedule, and stay in this mighty God quality of righteousness. We have come through the narrow gate, belief in Jesus, and we are now in the God quality of life. And it's another scripture that we can take note of in Revelation chapter 3. It speaks about the revelation to the church of Sardis and their problem, and they believed they were alive, but they were dead. And then the Lord explains there that they need to wake up, they need to repent, because their works is not perfect. So in us coming to Jesus, bowing our knees and committing our lives to dedicated to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, it's about the good works that have been set out for us. Now, that's so important. And that good works is because we are his workmanship, and he knows exactly what we need to be doing and where we need to be. So he knows everything about us, and this is what we need to just tap in. And then he goes on to say, but there is some people in Sardis, they are dressed in white, and their names will never be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. So in that we can perceive that's what God is looking for, lives dedicated to him, but then a lives in tune with what the Lord is saying to us, living by faith, because we live by faith. And Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He's building this house, this new temple, temple of the living God. And he is the head of the body, and he is the bridegroom of the bride. And so we need to just stay with him so as to bring the true works. And the true works that we bring forth, which is like robes of righteousness, is because we are waking up, we are rejoicing in the name that is written for us in heaven. So be blessed to know you've entered the kingdom, and you have entered the kingdom to be a fragrance here into the world, so that in this dispensation before this closes and the Lord comes, people are drawn into this beauty. So stay in the good news, stay in the gospel, stay in tune, stay in obedience. And the obedience has come from faith. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So draw close to the Lord so he can draw close to you every day, and walk conscious of him. Amen. And acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Be blessed, because you are blessed, and the way has opened up and you have come. Rejoice in the Lord, stay in the Lord, and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.